Hello, everybody. Hey, Cal Banyan back with another episode of Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. with Celeste Hackett. Geez, it's been like over a month, maybe, I don't know, longer than that since we've done one of these, so I got to kind of look at my notes, you know. So once in a while, I'll be looking down here but on my monitor, which is in front of me. Oh, and by the way, if you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, that's www.calbanyan.com, then you know what? You better go there, because right below this video is all the extra support documentation and links and text and stuff like that that'll get you to where you need to go with what we're talking about in this video podcast. All right, gosh, I did that, did that. And Celeste, what's going on with you?
Hi, everybody. I can't believe we're back doing this again. It seems like it has been a really long time, and we've missed you. And what's going on with me is I'm doing my very first NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5-Path and 7-Path Hypnosis right here in Dallas, Texas. The training class in Dallas is coming up November the 10th through the 21st, and it's at the South Fork Hotel. That's the same people that own South Fork Ranch. You may remember the TV series Dallas, so it's a really neat place to do the training. And just go to my training page at familyfirsthypnosis.com. You can download an enrollment form and get signed up right away. And then if you sign up before October the 1st, you actually get a pretty hefty discount. So I got that going on, and I'm working on my article for my board certification. And of course, I'm seeing clients and that kind of stuff.
Man, I'll tell you what, if you live in Texas or you live anywhere 500 miles within around Texas or down south or anywhere east of the Mississippi, I can't see why anyone would want to go anywhere else except to a Banyan super course, NGH approved. And Celeste is the gal. You know her. She knows what she's talking about. You like her. You're going to have a great 2 weeks. All right, well, let's see what else. I got a couple announcements here. Affiliate program is working. In fact, we're expanding it. We're putting together some model affiliate sites. So, you know, check with that. Go to hypnosis.org/hypnosismoney, or just go to hypnosis.org. The link is pretty obvious there. And my weight release project, I am just getting fitter and my tummy's getting flatter, and I'm so excited. And the best thing is we've got probably about, more than 40 different people that were hypnotists or in associated type professions that have joined me in this secret project. They're losing weight, they're feeling fit, and their clients and their families and their friends, they've all done, all in all, we got like an organization of over almost 250 people. It's been a fantastic success. Email me at calbanyan@hypnosiscenter.com if you want information about that. Let's see, a couple more things higher on my monitor. I'm working on another secret project, and it's going to be a fantastic hypnosis video training program. Many, many DVDs. It's going to be huge. Celeste doesn't even know what it is yet, so I'm going to be surprising the world in a couple weeks. Let's see here. Hypnosiscenter.com. Check out my training schedule. I got a couple of training coming up. If you're out on the West Coast, we got October. We've got our NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis Super Course with 5-Path and 7-Path. Mine is the 6th through the 17th of October with the 11th and 12th. That's the weekend off. I'm looking over here. I got a big calendar over here. And then also we have the Week of Power. Are you already certified? You want to take your practice up to the next level? Then you want to be at the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California for the 16th through the 22nd, because we're going to eat, sleep, drink, and sweat hypnosis. Take your hypnosis practice to the next level with 5-Path and 7-Path. Whew! Well, I think we've just about done everything we need to do with commercials. How's that sound, Celeste?
That sounded great, and I'm real interested in this thing I don't know about.
I know, that's why I like the secret project thing, but it's gonna be big, 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 big.
Awesome. Yeah.
And it's all about hypnosis. It's a hypnosis secret project.
I love these secret projects of yours. And you know what we got coming up today? We're going to talk about, we're getting back sort of to a format we kind of started out with, which is really exciting, and I've always loved the way we do this together, Cal. And it's all about answering the questions today that the hypnotist, you bring into us, or you write into us. Isn't that right, Cal?
That's right. You know, at hypnosis, our hypnosis space, com. We have a whole network there. People send us in questions. We've got our Yahoo groups, like the Talk About Hypnosis Yahoo group. We've got the Marketing Hypnosis group. We've got the Hypnosis with Spirit, which is, you know, kind of metaphysical hypnosis. We've got all those groups, and people send me questions to be used on the show. And I say, Celeste, here they are. She also gathers some from other sources, and I say, I don't want to know what they are in advance. Just spring them on me, because I like just kind of being puzzled and having to figure it out on the spot.
All right, so today we're going to be talking about, I hope we get to three. We're going to be talking about using hypnosis to help with stress and how you do that. I thought we'd talk about maybe going too deep. Is that possible, doing the Elman Banyan? And we might get to, how long it takes to set up a really good hypnosis practice. So those are the kinds of things I think that you're going to want to stand by and really hear. All of these are going to have more to the answers than you'd probably think. So let's start off with the very first one. And the actual question goes like this. How can hypnosis be used to help with stress?
To help with what?
Stress. S-T-R-E-S-S.
Fress? F-R-E-S-S? Oh, S, like Sierra Tango Echo Sierra Sierra.
Yes.
God, you're getting me stressed. Well, okay, here's a real quick answer. Oh my gosh, let's see if I can come with a quick answer. You know, in the book, The Secret Language of Feelings, I talk about stress, and there's several kinds of stress, and one is stress that is going on right now. I mean, stress is a good thing if your perceptions that are causing the stress are based in reality. And the emotion stress comes from thinking I have too much to do it all well enough. And so if that's true, then, you know, you need to do more than just hypnosis. You need to start breaking it down and getting some help and getting things done. Now, if you're doing that, and then we have like irrational stress where you're just feeling stressed. Now, stress can also be fear, and if you're, it's kind of like almost like a life fear. I mean, some people's families, if you don't grow up feeling stressed, they're gonna say, "What's wrong with you? Don't you know there's all these things that can happen?" And so sometimes what we need to do is we have to go into the subconscious mind, because you have irrational emotional stress, which is based in the past. We can do 5-PATH or other age regression based hypnotherapy, go back, get rid of the cause of the stress and neutralize it. You can also just do some things like, you know, the most powerful suggestions you'll ever hear are really the words you say in the privacy of your mind. And so good self-talk is also a very good way to handle your stress. Watch what you're saying. Are you saying things that are stressing yourself out? Or are you focusing on results? Or are you just worrying unnecessarily? Also, there's self-hypnosis. Self-hypnosis, you can give yourself suggestions for relaxation. And of course, 7-PATH self-hypnosis will deal with residual stress and irrational stress automatically. It's just part of the deal. Is that kind of what you're thinking about, Celeste? Or anything you want to add to that?
Well, you know, when I think about stress, and I talk to my clients about stress, I say, you know, there's really two kinds. There's the external kind, and that's the stuff that's going on in your environment, like I gotta make a paycheck, I gotta pay the mortgage, that kind of stuff, family problems, etc. And like you were saying, Cal, that's the kind of stuff that you can handle with a little education. And so we do teach our clients how to handle stress, how to do 1, 2, 3 with all of their feelings. And one of the feelings that you can have is just being stressed. And so we incorporate that kind of a teaching with each and every one of our clients. But then there's another kind of stress, and it's internal stress. And it comes from all those negative emotions that you didn't resolve and you stuffed. And so there's another way to actually resolve that, and that's with hypnosis or self-hypnosis, 7-PATH self-hypnosis to be specific. And when you do that, you're just going to feel more relaxed, more at peace. And the great thing about relieving either external or internal stress or both is that the body starts coming into balance. So we often even see physical healing sometimes.
I agree completely. In fact, that's like right out of the Secret Language of Feelings book and the Seven Path Manual. You're right. So I was talking about rational stress. That's where you're thinking you have too much stuff to do. That's exogenous stress. And then endogenous stress, you know, stinking thinking, emotions that have been unresolved. Perfect.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, I think that was a really good answer, Cal, and a really good question, too. And one of the top three things that hypnotists are going to get in terms of clients walking through your door is going to be weight loss, smoking, and stress.
Hey, do you know who sent in that question or where you got it from?
Yes, somebody named Jeannie is all I have. I think this is one that you gave me.
Oh, okay. So it was probably from one of the Yahoo groups.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So I hope. Hi, Jeannie. I hope that answered your question. But absolutely, bottom line, hypnosis works with stress.
That was the question. She asked, does hypnosis work with stress? I remember it now. It was on the group. Yep.
And you ready to move on to the next one?
I am so ready.
Okay. Can a client go, this one is about going too deep using Elman Banyan. And the question goes like this. I used the Elman Banyan induction and my client became unresponsive. Would not give me a required signal, nodding the head, raising the finger, that kind of thing. Did she go too deep? Is there such a thing? Can that happen? And that's the basic question.
Good question. We hear this all the time. Now, the Elman-Banyan induction is a modernized version of the Dave Elman induction, and you can find it in the free articles area of hypnosiscenter.com. So you guys, it's also in the back of my book that I did with Jerry Kine, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy. Now, one of the cool things about the Elman-Banyan induction is it's designed to take someone to the level of somnambulism. Now, somnambulism really has four levels. There's a threshold of three levels. The threshold of somnambulism, full somnambulism, and profound somnambulism. Now, hypnosis can be defined as a heightened state of suggestibility, right? So, if the person is in a hyper-suggestible state, that means that the suggestions you give them more profoundly affect their experience. Maybe it's their beliefs, maybe it's their emotions, maybe it's their habits, more and more profoundly. So you cannot take someone too deep into hypnosis. The deepest level of hypnosis that exists is profound somnambulism. So if your client becomes non-responsive, it's not because they've gone too deep into hypnosis. What's happened is either they've fallen asleep, or they believe that they can't move their finger because they're so relaxed, or it's possible they could go into another altered state of consciousness, such as the Esdaile state, or what some people call the hypnotic coma, which isn't really hypnosis. It's a state of altered consciousness. And all you got to do is tell them that they can move their finger. And if they don't move their finger, then you've got to wake them up or something. Because you cannot go too deep into hypnosis when you're doing hypnotic work. But they can fall asleep. They can go in another state of consciousness. And the one of the symptoms of going into the Esdaile state is becoming non-responsive to suggestion. And heretofore, then, would not be hypnosis. Anything you want to add to that, Celeste?
Well, I'm just looking at this question, Cal, and I'm thinking, you know, they must have came out of it because she wrote the question. And so, you know, you don't really have to worry. A lot of people worry about getting a client in hypnosis so deep that they won't come out. And that comes from people going into that Esdaile state, especially from the old days when, you know, back when people would see it on stage, and sometimes I guess you still do. And it looks like, you know, they're stuck in hypnosis, but they're actually not. And all you really need to do is just basically say to them, if you don't come out of this state, I'll never put you there again. You'll never feel this good again, because it's a very nice feeling. I've never actually experienced it, but this is the way I understand it. What do you think about that, Cal?
Right, that's the coma threat, as they call it.
Yeah.
So they're not stuck in hypnosis because they're not in hypnosis. What they've done is gone into an altered state of consciousness, which is perfectly safe. They just become, they're not hypnotized anymore, and they feel so good, and they just start ignoring your suggestions. So you threaten them that if they don't emerge at the count of three, guess what? They're never going to be able to go there again. And guess what? You can't really make somebody not be able to go there again, but you don't give them time to think about it. You count one to three, and they boing out of hypnosis, as I like to say. Good. Hey, we're really rolling through these. Anything else you want to add to that, or you want to go to the next one?
Well, just that I've never really had anybody not respond and come out, and that usually it's more likely that they've fallen asleep. Or like you said, they didn't hear the suggestion. Maybe they were just off daydreaming or something for just a few seconds. That can happen where they drift. Yeah, we'll move on to the next question. How long, this one, let's read it, I guess, as is. This is from David from the health group, one of the health groups that has to do with hypnosis. He wants to go from IT into full-time hypnosis practice. And he wants to know how long it takes for people to really set up a hypnosis practice so that you're making money full-time and you're working full-time.
Well, gosh, there's a whole number of factors, isn't there? One of the things is, you got to look at how much income you've got to replace. You've got to look at what your budget is to market, how much time you have to market. When we started, we had a pretty good budget, and we thought we'd spend about $16,000 getting our hypnosis center started. But from zero to full-blown hypnosis center, 2,000 square feet, rolling along really well, we invested full-time, two people, and $80,000. Now, guess what? Don't get scared. If I knew then what I know now, it never would have took that long, and it wouldn't have cost that much. But, I'm glad I had that experience. Now we're rolling along. We got a great hypnosis center, and we're very excited about it. Celeste tells you about the frugal way of doing it. But, it really depends. I mean, if you've got to replace $3,000 worth of income, or if you've got to replace $10,000 worth of income, it really depends. Now, what I recommend if someone is really interested in going full-time, I've got an article on hypnosiscenter.com, which is the five-pointed star Banyan star model. It talks about really how to use the five things you can do in a hypnosis practice to generate income. We've also got the CD set, Turn Your Hypnosis Practice into a Gold Mine, which we've been getting great reports with people using that stuff and getting off to a good start. But gosh, it really depends on you. Celeste, how long did it take you to replace your income and really call yourself full-time?
Well, I was working part-time from my apartment the first year as I was learning it, and that means I was slower and I wasn't taking as many clients. At first, I just had maybe two or three clients a week, and then I went for two a day, and then three a day, and I don't even know if I ever got up to four a day that first year. And I was taking my time trying to learn it, the system and the method and the advanced techniques very well. And so the first year, I made about $34,000 and working part-time out of my apartment. And then the second year, about $74,000. So I don't know what you make as an IT person, David, but this is definitely doable. And you do have to look at several factors. And one of them, is there enough interest in hypnosis where you live? Is there enough people who might be willing and interested in doing hypnosis or using hypnosis as a complementary way of, helping themselves or whatever, just helping themselves? And, but yeah, it's definitely doable. I think that it would help you if you have some sort of understanding of how to manage money, and or some sort of business training. Highly recommend Maureen Banyan's, what I call the business pack, which gives you information on how to answer the phone, how to make sales, and how just to do everything that you probably haven't learned just from getting your hypnosis training. But like Cal says, it really varies on how much you're putting into the business and how much training you have and the clientele in your area and probably some other factors as well.
Right. I mean, if you're a real introvert and you don't want to talk to anybody, it's going to take you longer and you're going to have to use more conventional advertising. But if you're an extrovert and you don't mind talking to groups and telling everybody that you're a hypnotist, this is the deal. Here's one of my favorite things. People say, Cal, what do you do? And I say, I'm a hypnotist. I help people succeed when everything else has failed. And I tell you what, you tell people that and they're going to say, can you help me with, or can you help my mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, lover, whatever it is, with such and such? Because you know what? An entrepreneur can be defined really as a person who solves people's problems for profit. And if you don't have a strong entrepreneurial side, then it's going to be slower for you to get your business going. But if you go out and you really present yourself as a problem solver, everybody's got problems that they're frustrated about, and you can go out there and change lives and make a good income. And I really think that if you did everything you should do, like in the turn your hypnosis practice into a gold mine, also into the business startup pack. There's also some other really good resources out there. Yeah, I bet you could get a full-time income going, again, depending on what you need to make. Some people only need to make $20,000, $24,000 a year to go full-time. And you know what I did? When I got started, I just did the math. I said, let's see, in my area, and this was a long time ago, the average session price was $65. And so I started going, okay, how many sessions would I have to do a week, a month, to make, $2,000, $3,000? And if I could make, at that time, I was thinking, if I could make $3,000 a month, I would know that I had a really good business potential. And so that's what I did. I just did the math and then started doing the work. How's that, Celeste?
Awesome. I think we probably should wrap up now. We're about at that time.
All right. Tell them about your website.
Family First Hypnosis. Please go there. Please join my class in November. I look forward to meeting you. I'm Celeste Hackett in Dallas, Texas for Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with me, Celeste Hackett. See you next time.
This is Cal Banyan. Remember to go to calbanyan.com for this video. It's got all the good stuff below. And then hypnosis.org, our hypnospace, and hypnosis.org. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.